Yeah, something, that's for sure. The other thing they were saying, at least, it screws up gaskets and rubber parts, another thing. So the more alcohol in there, if the engine's not designed for it, it screws up internal parts. It also, it gets, I'm going to call it sugary, basically, but it also gums things up. So I had put a tank full of it in the old van. I'm almost burned through it. But I've had some problems now, so it's kind of like, is that coincidence, or is that because I put in basically 20-some gallons of E15 in a vehicle that wasn't designed to take it? So I'm not sure on that one or not. But, yeah, this is, again, yeah, they authorized this, but, yeah, you're going to eliminate vehicles that have older cars that can't take it. This is their only vehicle, and you can't put that in. So the only fuel you'll be able to use is premium, which is a higher octane, so you're going to pay more for it. Most cars will run on it, unless specified otherwise, but most cars will run on it. It's just you're getting higher octane, and you're going to pay, you know, a buck or two more per gallon to fill your tank then because of this. So as a couple of people have said, it's kind of like I'd rather pay the higher price for the gas and not screw up everything. The other thing, you can't run it in lawnmowers, any equipment like that, generators. So in that case, you're going to have to go with either premium or with rec fuel in the generators and lawn equipment, my lawnmowers and that, and again, that gets very costly. So I would rather pay 20 cents more for regular unleaded than have to pay a buck or $2 more for premium or rec fuel to do the same thing. Doesn't make sense. Back over to you, Rick.